just quieting down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this is another. We're back again.
Can you put some music on that? Just a sting. That's the music you're putting on from your own mouth.
Mouth music. Music of the mouth. A new album by Reese Waters, featuring such hits as "Mumble" and "Air That Leaves His Face." Download it now or listen on Spotify.
Can I hear Air That Leaves His Face one more time?
There you go.
Can somebody please remix that? Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Welcome back, everybody.
Non-patron. Hi, this is a free episode for everyone.
It's a free episode for everybody.
Tell everyone about the amazing patrons-only episode that's coming out this month.
That was amazing. Oh, my God. I was...
Don't tell them about it all.
Okay, but it was, well, then, I mean, the title kind of explains a lot. How about you tell them? It was amazing. It was
Who
amazing.
Ate Jumbo, and it's the story of how one small Canadian city basically consumed an elephant after its untimely death on a large fire.
It was communal, amazing. Yeah,
which may
happen. Don't explain any, but
totally so out. Many ups and downs. It involves Queen Victoria, it involves P.T. Barnum and the Brooklyn Bridge, and ultimately ends with one of the world's most spectacular barbecues in the 19th century. So, anyway.
No more spoilers.
Yeah, it's behind a paywall, so become a patron if you want to. But anyway,
if you want to listen, just go to patreon.com/CanadianPoliticsIsBoring, and for a wee fee, you can support us artists, helping our artists out. Okay, so that's
thank you. And if you don't want to do that, then you're still going to get a free episode anyway, so stop complaining.
How you doing, Reese?
I'm good. I have I built an ice rink for my kids, and it worked way better than I imagined it would. And now I feel like dad of the year.
Aww. I saw photos of it actually on Instagram. It looked very good.
I built it. There's a bright LED floodlight on the side of our house, and I built it right under it so we can skate at night.
Oh, what? You put LEDs underneath the rink?
No, I put this LED light attached to the side of my house.
You should get those strip lights and put them at the bottom, because they're probably waterproof, right? Everything.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming that all electronics are waterproof and freeze-proof, right?
I love having a bath with a toaster sometimes.
Just because you can now.
It's quite like toasting bread while you're in the bath, honestly. What could possibly go wrong?
Just never listen to Reese's advice, ever.
Or I like to blend a smoothie while I'm in the shower. That's fun, too. It just saves time. What could go wrong?
The Reese Waters story.
Exactly. Yeah. What could go wrong? In brackets, everything.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Sweet. So what do you got for us today?
This is a much more up-to-date story. This is.
Do you have a really clever title for us?
It's called "The Fugitive: Kevin J. Johnston."
That's not that.
Have you heard about Kevin J. Johnston?
I think I feel like he could do a better job with that title. Just saying.
Okay.
You really let us down here, Reese.
The Fugitive, Kevin J. Johnston.
Oh, fuck. All right. I mean, it's the same words, the delivery is much better. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was great. Okay.
So, have you heard the story of Kevin J. Johnston? He's been in the news recently.
I have no idea who this man is.
So I read a description of him This is a website called progressreport.ca, and this journalist, Kevin Metcalf, wrote a description. So Johnston can be difficult to pin down. Much of his controversial commentary and behavior has been removed, altered, or unpublished from social media, sometimes by court order or as a result of his victims' complaints. Johnson cuts a figure somewhere between an overly entitled suburban dad and an AM radio shock jock. So basically, he's a anti-vaxxer kind of far-right figure who's run for office in Mississauga and Calgary.
Mississauga.
What did I say? Mississauga.
Yep.
Canada's Mississippi.
I like that.
Yeah, Mississauga?
Nope. Just Mississauga. Nope.
So that place.
I mean, it might be Mississauga to the locals.
Mississauga.
Maybe they're like shaking their fists at us right now.
I don't know.
We'll get an angry email. Don't worry. It'll be explained to us.
Yeah. Trust me, I've pronounced other things that are more sensitive way worse. So.
Yes.
So
like on our last, on the Patreon episode, you went through a huge amount of Welsh insults that were really quite graphic and disgusting.
In October, he was running for mayor of the town that cannot be named by anyone. In October.
The town that may not be named. What's the Harry Potter way of saying that? The town that shall not be named?
I don't know.
Sure, let's just go with that. Yeah,
there we go.
You have to say it with a daunting voice, though.
So he,
you're not even going to try. Come on. No. You have to like.
Oh, okay.
You know the Harry Potter, like fucking Voldemort.
The town that cannot be named, like that.
Is that how you picture Harry Potter characters?
They all talk. Hello, Harry. Don't trust the witch, Harry. Or whatever. I don't know.
Why? This is my Harry Potter impersonation. Anyway, this is going way off the rails. Please continue.
Yeah, what are we doing now? I don't know. I'm tired.
The drugs are kicking in. I can smell colors.
Boarding school may seem unethical and abusive, Harry, but you need it. Trust me.
What?
I don't like boarding schools. I think it's emotionally abusive to children, but the whole story is about going to boarding school to learn magic.
I mean, like, you get to learn magic, man.
Yes, you will be a powerful wizard, but you will also be emotionally detached from your family. There we go.
Yep.
There we go. Anyway, okay. Enough about Harry Potter. We're talking about a far-right racist who was a fugitive until recently.
Go ahead.
In October 2016, Mayor Bonnie Crombie filed a hate crime.
Bonnie Crombie?
Bonnie Crombie. Mayor Bonnie Crombie.
It's a real person?
Yes.
All right. This is a cool name.
Filed a hate crime complaint against Johnston because he published an article on his blog that doesn't exist anymore, and it was basically called the title was pretty offensive. It was about he was basically accusing Muslims in the community of doing things to teenage girls in high schools. It was kind of completely made up and incredibly offensive.
Wow!
Johnston, in March 2017, Johnston offered a $1,000 bounty for video recordings of Muslim students praying in schools in Ontario, which again is very weird. He wanted video evidence of Muslim students praying in school.
He was going to pay $1,000 for a video of someone praying.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, I mean, like, if I was in one of those schools and I got wind of this, you better believe, me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's split the cash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's extort this idiot,
right?
And then Kevin Johnston was ordered on May the 13th, 2019, to pay $1.2 million for hateful and Islamophobic remarks against a restaurant chain owner. So basically, he's kind of like
he's a professional asshole.
Yeah, and he's an online personality who kind of like tries to stir up hate and spreads vicious rumors that are racist against anyone he decides to set his sights on. But eventually, then he moved to Calgary,
And, of course he did. Of course.
But he managed, he I don't think he had much of a following up till this point, but he actually managed to get a following more recently because he was defying a lot of the health orders and became like an anti-vaxxer. So, you know, it was like a lot of the people who didn't get a lot of attention suddenly had a unifying cause in kind of defying government health guidelines.
Right.
Which has happened everywhere, really. Mm-hmm. And he got so used to the success that he was getting from that, he decided to run for the mayor of Calgary in 2021. Yeah. So, but he constantly, so he spent the equivalent of 7 weeks in jail for harassing and threatening a health inspector and for causing a disturbance in a downtown Calgary shopping mall because he was shouting at staff who asked him to wear a mask.
Oh my God.
He's posted angry, hateful videos encouraging other people to defy public health orders. He was sentenced to another 40 days in jail, which he was allowed to serve on weekends because of his out of control behavior, which was described by a judge.
Oh my God.
I know, it's crazy. And he also had to pay legal fees of $20,000 for one of the court cases he lost and for not obeying and was told to obey public health orders going forward.
Are we in the only, sorry for interrupting, but are we in one of the only times in history where you can make a decent living by being insane?
No, it's always happened.
No, but like make a living. Like yeah, no, this guy makes money doing this.
I think he's got lots of people. There's like GoFundMes for legal stuff.
Yeah, but if you're like fucking insane out of your mind in the 1700s, good luck making a lot of money on that.
You'd be called a prophet if you were insane then.
But only if, I mean, prophets get proven wrong pretty quick.
Exactly.
You'd have to be right about shit.
But he's been seen as one of those people who's been stirring up a lot of, sharing misinformation, grabbing the headlines, getting attention for, you know, and seen as one of the kind of real movers and shakers in Calgary in terms of, trying to get people to defy health orders and protest and all those things.
It's all for ratings. It's all for likes. It pisses me off. Like there is a gray zone that is debatable as to my body, my choice. I get it. I get that. I get it. The gray zone comes to your body, your choice, but being infected by a deadly virus that you could pass on and kill other people with because you didn't get vaccinated, there lies in the whole like the area of like should you or shouldn't you moral sort of debate. Fine. Yeah. That's a debate that people can have probably till the end of time. However, when you go this far as to fucking harass healthcare workers just to get a rise out of people and get more likes and views, just the biggest fuck you.
Yeah, but they're addicted to it now because they've never had this much attention, so they're kind of really going for it. And I think a lot of it will die down once we get back to normal. It's just that right now they've got a really easy way of getting as much attention for themselves as possible. But anyway, he was still allowed to run for mayor because in Calgary...
I didn't mean fuck you. I meant like fuck him.
No, I know. I know that. I knew that.
I just wanted to make sure.
So in Calgary, there aren't many rules against running for mayor. So even if you're a criminal, you can run for mayor. You're just not allowed to run if you owe the city money or you violated an election law.
I know what I'm going to do next year.
So he ran. He had 1,500 votes or 0.4% of the vote, and he didn't win.
Obviously, yeah. Thank God.
But what happened then was, I mean, to be honest, I don't think we would have heard about him if you weren't from that part of Ontario that can't be named or Calgary, then I don't think you ever really would have, he wouldn't have been on your radar, but he kind of hit the national news. So all of his court cases and money he owed were kind of catching up with him. And he was basically failed to turn up to a courthouse in Toronto.
That's how they get you. You can go to jail for that.
He was in contempt of court, and he because of all these fines and the money he owed from all these lawsuits and the amount of time he was going to have to spend in prison and all these different things, he decided to become a fugitive and he decided to cross the border illegally to get to see if he could get rescued by America.
Sorry, three words you don't often hear. Yeah. All right.
So he was arrested by U.S. Border Patrol agents trying to enter Montana from Saskatchewan.
I mean, like, dude, come on, man. Like, we have the single largest border that is not able to be fully patrolled and protected. Yeah, yeah, in the world, okay? And there, if you just did like a fucking half hour, little bit of research on Google on like
what, even just this door episode about the Northwest Arm.
Right, yeah, we did an episode on it. He obviously doesn't listen to our show. I'm just saying, if you're a fugitive and you want to cross the border, trust me, you can fucking find a way to cross this border, okay? Like, the fact that he got caught, oh, God.
Yeah, anyway. If he'd listened to our show, he would have had a perfect way to cross. But he didn't, so
he didn't. Yeah.
It's his loss. if he'd done it in Manitoba, he would have been fine. Totally. So, so his lawyer, Johnston's lawyer, provided a statement on behalf of Johnston saying he'd been hiding and is under constant surveillance for holding conservative values. So he said, I entered the USA with the intention of seeking political asylum due to the treatment I have experienced over the last 5 years because of political persecution by the Canadian government. I've been under constant surveillance because of my podcast, where I express my views and conduct interviews with other activists. Johnston said he has been marked for death in Canada and he has had to leave the country. So political asylum is available to people who have been or fear they will be persecuted because of their race, religion, nationality, membership, or in a social group, or for their political opinion. So he tried to make it seem like the reason he's been arrested and hassled and sent to jail is just because of his beliefs, not because of the fact he's harassed, stirred, defied legal orders, and messed around with the courts in a way that means that he was in contempt. So... So that's the story.
Where is he now?
He's in jail trying to get bail to get out.
So, is he like in an American prison or did they ship him back to Canada?
They brought him over. He's been sent back to Canada.
Oh, wow. Is he just trying to get bail? Wow. Okay. That's amazing. I mean, like, it's not amazing. No, I wouldn't say it's amazing. It's sad because this is not like, I'm sure this is typical and probably is happening more places than once. More places than one? One. I can't speak today. My God.
Lots of places?
Lots of the places. Yep. Thank you.
Lots of the places.
So would you run for mayor with me in Calgary?
I can't. I'm not even allowed to vote. I'm a permanent resident.
Yes, but if a walking peanut can run for mayor, okay, like our podcast. Yeah, but our podcast can, as a podcast, can run for mayor.
Okay. Or can we create a new character? We did come up with a new political party during the last election, the Fun Liberals.
The Fun Liberals, that's like right.
Liberals, but more fun. We could just run under that banner.
I still think we should do that. That's okay. Yeah.
And I think to set up a political party, we just need, I think you need like a certain number of people to put their name to say, I support that this is a legitimate political party. So we could still do it. We could actually get registered as a political party.
I don't know how many people we need, but we've got a significant number of lovely podcast listeners that might think this is fun, a fun way to spend their evening.
Hang on.
You go
how to register. So,
I'd like to think that's how you do all your research.
Just. We must have a party that has applied for registration under the Act.
This is for running for Parliament.
This is federal. has met all legal requirements to be registered, including having at least 250 members who are electors, other than running. Yeah, so you got to have 250 members. So, if you want to become a member of the Fun Liberals, let us know.
I love this. So
we have to submit the name of the party, the party's logo, the fundamental purpose of the party. Well, just to be liberal and have fun. the party's policy on the protection of information.
It's just to be liberal and have fun. I like
be liberal, have
just,
fun.
Just have fun.
We're fun liberals.
I love this. I think we should absolutely do this.
Yeah. So let's try and get registered as a political party and see. Yeah, you never know. You don't know what might happen. What would you do if we won?
I'd have fun.
Jesse Barley was the Prime Minister of Canada. What's the first thing you do if you're Prime Minister?
Oh my God, man. So first off, like, this country's going down in flames. If I'm Prime Minister, holy fuck. Jesus, don't get me started. I'd be wearing a cape to every press conference, for one. Okay. Eggnog would be seasonal. It would not be seasonal anymore. It would be year round. We'll start there. First things first. Okay. Mandatory siestas in the middle of the day for everyone to take naps. All right. Jello wrestling will become a national sport. I could keep going. How about you? What would you do?
I honestly don't know. Do you know what I'd do? I'd get everyone in a room and go, right, look at every other country in the world. What are the things they're doing that has fixed problems? And then I would steal all the best ideas from every other country and then just try them out in Canada.
See, you're just going way too serious. Like, that's an actual good idea. You know, I would hold press conferences.
Not very often you get to be in charge of one of the G7 countries.
Like, I would hold a press conference with like 100 different, you know, like news reporters, you know, screaming at me for questions. And then that I'd shush the audience and I'd point to one of them and like, you. And they'd ask me their question and I'd just stare at them. And then I'd just ignore them and look at someone else and point at them and go, you. And they'd ask their question and then I'd ignore them and I'd point to someone else and be like, okay, you. And I wouldn't answer anybody, but I just keep pointing at people and see how long they put up with this, because I think it would be funny, because we're the fun liberals.
I'd get a really creepy ventriloquist dummy and field all questions through the dummy. Just as a rule. I'd say, this is my press secretary, Mr. Dibbles. Please field all
everybody.
Questions. To the office of Mr. Dibbles.
I'm Mr. Dibbles. I'm running the car.
Why are his eyes moving back and forth so fast?
That tickles, Reese.
You, the ugly journalist in the big hat.
And see if anybody answers.
Yeah. And then also have another hand puppet on the other one that just whispers in my ear. It doesn't have a voice. It's like a squirrel hand puppet.
And you get like really angry at it and swear at it sometimes.
Called, Charlie Acorns.
Charlie Acorns.
And then they ask.
Not now, Charlie. Charlie Acorns, shut up. When, Mr. Acorns,
when they ask, when they ask a difficult question, Charlie Acorns will whisper in my ear and I'll go, you've made Charlie sad.
And then like nod to the security who'll come and drag them out of the house. Yeah.
Escort them out. Charlie Acorns needs to rest.
We only need 250 members, you say?
That's the dream. And also I'd do that, but I'd still do that. I'd still steal all the best ideas.
Charlie Acorns needs to rest.
Every time somebody asks a different question, that's just what happens. Oh God.
Jesus Christ.
Charlie Acorns and Mr. Dibbles. There we go. Is that what I said? I can't even, it might be the same names anyway.
That's what you were gonna name your children originally. And then
Charlie Acorns.
And Mr. Dibbles.
Mr. Dibbles.
Oh my God. Okay.
Rosie's in the room with me, and she's just climbing under a table.
Rosie!
She can't hear you, got headphones on.
Right, okay, sorry.
You just said Rosie to yourself.
I did. Yep. And our audience, they can also hear us. All right, well, call to action would be to check out our Patreon. We're going to be putting a lot of good shit out there.
Yeah.
Honestly. And if you can...
Some of it's really good, some of it's just slightly above average. Some of it's average. It's good.
Now and then there's some crap.
Yeah,
we're really good at that.
You won't find
ourselves.
Out until you've paid, and that's all that matters.
If you like supporting Canadian artists, this is a great way to do it.
If you can call this art.
I certainly don't.
Yeah. Charlie Acorns calls it art. What's that, Charlie? They should have two email addresses. Twice, I agree, Charlie. It's such an easy way of getting out of any difficult conversation.
Say goodbye, Charlie.
He said goodbye.
It's time to end the episode now. Charlie Acorns needs a nap.
Charlie Acorns must kill again, so we have to go now. So. bye, everyone.
Bye. Oh, my God. So, wait, hold on. Here to sign up at patreon.com/CanadianPoliticsIsBoring. There might be a link if Reese remembers to put one in the show
notes. There might be. Yeah, that's part of the fun. Will there be a link?
Bye, everybody.
Bye, thanks, everyone. Bye.
Just quieting down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thought?
The word was F-A-R-T.